I cannot say it's normal because I don't know all guidelines documents that are out there from all the international organizations, but I think it's becoming more and more common how to use these guidelines, and maybe sometimes they're not called how to use it in a national context, but how to use. I hope that this kind of, this chapter that we drafted together can provide a kind of good example to say in the national context how to navigate through these many things, and also to showcase that we don't see ourselves, what we're presenting here, as kind of exclusive, but we understand that this is in addition to many other documents and guidelines that are out there, and I think having this kind of reference and recognition is very important. So I understand your question as a support of having such a chapter, and maybe we can also take this as a recommendation for future work that we're doing, that we always have something like how to use it in the national context. I think it makes it also more valuable for the documents and better understood by countries.